Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 88. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, 66. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Ascension Via Christi Hospital across the state of Kansas is warning patients that there may be a little bit longer wait times as they continue to battle ransomware attacks that they say has impacted most of their hospital network across the state. KSNT News reports in a press statement that was released yesterday by Scott Evans with Ascension Via Christi Hospital. They say the Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan and Wamego Health Centers have opened and are operational in the aftermath of the cyber attack that happened back in May, but warns that lags are still happening in the Wichita and Pittsburgh areas. In the press statement, they say, quote, despite the challenges posed by the recent ransomware incident, patient safety continues to be our utmost priority. Our dedicated doctors, nurses, and care teams are demonstrating incredible thoughtfulness and resilience as we use manual and paper-based systems during the ongoing disruption to normal systems. They say the transition from manual to the operational systems again is causing the lag for patients.
We want to see you in your perfect ride. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Hey guys, it's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of 100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Electric prices could be going down across the state of Kansas after U.S. Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran ended up partnering up and announcing that they have appealed an issue with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. As KSNT News reports that according to the statement, Marshall and Moran contacted the commission last September to reinstate a tariff that were filed by the Southwest Power Pool to cut excessive transmission costs that Kansas had to bear. They say the additional costs came from the SPP's highway byway method, requiring costs of the byway facilities to be 67% in the zone where the transmission facility is located. They say the byway facilities are primarily used to export wind energy to other zones instead of supporting the load in the Sunflower Zone, according to the letter. In a letter to the FERC, they said, quote, in recent years, Kansas has been the top five states in the country in terms of both the level of wind energy supplying electricity generation in Kansas and the annual growth of wind capacity in Kansas. But they say Kansas doesn't actually benefit from the energy produced. Mid-America Network.
Start summer with savings on Michelin tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through June 30th, get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card with online submission. With qualifying purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Full details online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires June 30th, void where prohibited. Check out the reward card savings on Michelin tires now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Democratic leaders across the state of Nebraska gathered in Hastings for their biannual convention. With this year featuring a presidential election, this convention has become really important as it was occupying the Hastings Auditorium and the Masonic Center. Democrats will be electing their national delegation as well as their electors for the presidential campaign and will also elect new officers for the 2024 through 26 terms. Here's what Executive Director of the Nebraska Democratic Party, Precious McKesson, had to say to KSNB Local 4.
Hiring a rural organizer, we can actually put somebody that's from that community in that community and be able to organize and talk to the people who are voting. And so that kind of uplifts us a lot. And again, touching those areas that hadn't been touched. So I'm really excited for that rural organizer to get on the ground and start working.
The party also wants to get at least 17 members into the legislature so that they can have the opportunity to filibuster. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know, living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is questioning the U.S. Postal Service regarding service interruptions out of Kansas City. A requested audit comes following multiple letters sent by Marshall and members of a delegation demanding answers on mail delays that have been occurring for several months and are causing a ripple effect across the entire state. The upcoming audit will investigate the efficiency of mail delivery at USPS sites in the Kansas-Missouri region. Marshall County Health Department will host outreach vaccination clinics throughout the county this month, Wednesday, June 12th, at the Axtell American Legion, 9 to 11 a.m., Summerfield Fire Station, 11:30 until 1:30, and the Beatty Fire Station from 2 until 4. Thursday, June 13th, at the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 9 to 11 a.m., and Vermilion City Hall, noon to 2. Friday, June 14th, at the Bremen Fire Hall from 9 to 11 a.m. Outreach clinics slated Monday, June 17th at the Blue Rapids Community Center 10 to noon and Waterville Community Center from 1 to 3. Childhood vaccine services available at the Health Department in Marysville by appointment. For details, phone 562-3485. Choose the Arts, a week-long summer camp that provides arts education for elementary and junior high students, will be held in Frankfort June 17th through the 21st. And the camp will be repeated in Marysville June 24th through the 28th. Running daily 8:30 until 2:30 for students entering first grade to those entering ninth grade. This year's camp has an emphasis on the performing arts. Fee for the week-long camp is $50. Scholarships are available. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is coordinating the event and has registration forms on the Art Cooperative's website, marshallcountyarts.org. or phone 785-859-4260. Area superintendents expect little change in enrollment projections as an application window for out-of-district open enrollment continues through June. A state law passed in 2022 allows Kansas students to attend schools outside their district if space is available. Each district could establish a cap as to a number of students they could accommodate. A section of Nebraska Highway 4 in southeast Nebraska will be under construction. Weather permitting, construction begins this week on Highway 4 near Lewiston in Virginia and includes about 12 miles of culvert replacements and asphalt overlay. 12-foot width restriction will be in effect during the construction project, expected to continue until fall. Washington County Economic Partnership updated commissioners on activities, reporting a focus on the Lynn Industrial Park, with plans to provide $150,000 in matching funds toward a $350,000 grant-funded project to improve infrastructure, as well as $77,500, which went last year to six businesses establishing operations. They're also working with an ag business on expansion plans. That group encouraged continued funding, which has been $120,000 annually in recent years, but may be adjusted with the recent hiring of Ryan Kern as Economic Development Tourism Director for Washington County. Eugene A. Gene Bach, age 66, passed away. A memorial service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery, rural Plymouth. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Gene Bach. Melvin E. Sunnyborn, Jr., age 85, of Centralia, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church, burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Sonny Bourne. Mary R. Schaefer, age 83, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Private Nernman planned at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Schaefer. Richard F. Stonger, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Richard Stonger.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying warmer into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers will continue into Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still some rain showers early on Sunday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 63. And the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. It's 64 degrees this hour, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 11th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several recent trades, including a 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 and 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2017 Silverado 2500 model 6.6 diesel truck, and a 2014 Ford Expedition. It's a new truck trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
With ABC Sports, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final in Florida was a power play affair with 10 in the game, including one from Evan Rodriguez, who scored 2 goals in the third period to put the Oilers away.
Anton Lundell near side. Let's it rip, tipped, and they score! Evan Rodriguez got a stick on it, and the Panthers make him pay! It's 3-1!
On WQAM, 4-1 the final. The Panthers now lead 2-0. Series shifts to Edmonton for Game 3 on Thursday. In Tampa Bay, the Orioles went yard twice against the Rays, including a Gunnar Henderson solo shot on the first pitch of the game.
Henderson in left side of the game's first pitch is belted. Deep center field, going back is Jose Siri at the track. He is out of room!
On WBAL, 5-2 the final, and Baltimore sweeps the four-game set. Juan Soto returned to the Yankee lineup in a 4-2 win over the Royals after missing 3 games. Soto went 1-for-3 at the dish. Elsewhere, Brewers beat the Blue Jays 3-1, and Twins shut out the Rockies 5-0. Spurned, that's the feeling out of Los Angeles after Dan Hurley turned down the Lakers' offer to become their next head coach. Here's ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
This was not an easy decision for him. You know, he viewed this, I'm told, as really a once in a lifetime offer.
Hurley opted to remain with the UConn Huskies instead of signing a six-year deal worth $70 million to coach L.A. Former Lakers head coach Darvin Ham has returned to the Milwaukee Bucks on Doc Rivers' staff as a top assistant. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, the Steelers and head coach Mike Tomlin have agreed on a three-year extension through the 2027 season. WNBA action. The Connecticut Sun hold Caitlin Clark to 10 points and steamroll the Indiana Fever 89-72. Chuck Severson, ABC Sports.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel, open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our motel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds farmers to think safety first when operating harvest equipment this season. Never stand on grain that is being unloaded. People, especially children, can drown in grain carts and grain bins that are being emptied. Stay alert, stay safe. From all of your friends at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. It was a quiet start to the week with stock traders monitoring the Federal Reserve, whose latest two-day meeting opens today. Observers expect the Fed to keep interest rates where they are when the Board of Governors adjourns tomorrow. The Dow Jones on Monday rose 69 points to close at 38,868. The S&P 500 added 0.25% to open the trading week. The NASDAQ Composite picked up 0.3% on Monday. Shares in Southwest Airlines are half the value of 3 years ago. Now, activist hedge fund Elliott Management plans to push for sweeping changes in the carrier's leadership. It's pulled together a $2 billion stake in Southwest with the goal of replacing CEO Bob Jordan and Chairman Gary Kelly with outside candidates. A Chicago woman has won the largest online lottery prize in the nation. The winner, identified only as Kathy, bought her ticket through the iLottery app last week. She's walked away with a cool $550 million jackpot. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Cattle on feed report just out. Didn't shake anybody at all. On feed, May 1, down 1%. Cattle placed in April, down 6%. Marketings in April, up 10%. And just exactly in line of everybody's trade guess. So you're not going to shake anybody up, and you're not going to get a raise or a drop in the cattle market because of this. Maybe a little bit of strength. In the world of agricultural suits, we got a problem. Remember the price dropped in 2015? We have a group of people, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, that are suing the packers because they think something was funny. Federal judge in Minnesota doesn't think so. He has ruled that a handful of these cow-calf producers don't have the wherewithal to continue the suit. The district judge ruled against them. Consequently, that thing is history. Iowa Governor Reynolds signed into law the Meat Integrity Bill that protects against the misbranding of meat products in the grocery store. It takes care of everything that I can see that needs to be labeled meat, not the fake stuff, No. And it even takes out a product that's labeled something different in schools. It has to come from an animal if it's called meat. There's about six or seven other states that have called Iowa to say, hey, how'd you do that? And I think they're going to get her done. I don't know if Kansas is one of those or not. See you on the next TechLine report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Producers have the opportunity to insure their forage with annual forage insurance. K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift discusses what annual forage insurance is and what options producers have if they choose to use it and how the program is set up.
So first of all, it's for annual crops that are used for forage. The second point I want to make is this is something called a single peril insurance product. So it only makes payments when precipitation, that could be rainfall or snow, is less than usual or lower than average. It's not going to cover flooding, hail damage, anything other than less precipitation than usual. The final point I want to make is it's based on something called a grid, that a producer's field would be within that grid. A grid is about 14 by 16 miles, depending where you are, so there could be several grids in a county. It's not based on what happens on a producer's field. It's based on what happens in the entire grid. So that's an important part of the product that people need to be aware of.
She explains choices that will need to be made when setting up a policy.
So you have to pick a coverage level. For annual forage, it's 70 to 90%. There's also something called a productivity factor. That's where you set the value of your forage crop. And that gives you some flexibility to increase or decrease the value of your policy. If a higher value, premiums are going to cost more, but your payouts could be more. The last one is interval selection. So you have a growing season of 7 months after the month that the crop is planted, and you have to pick when during that period you want to have the coverage and what periods of months you want to be relatively more important.
If shares what time period the policies follow in a change that has been made from last year.
The deadline is July 15th of this year, and it's a little confusing at first because you have a commodity year that doesn't follow the calendar year. So if you sign up for July 15th, growing season one starts in September of 2024 of this year. The planting period is August. The final growing season for commodity year 2024, growing season 12, would start in August of 2025 with planting in July of 2025. Also, another thing that producers need to keep in mind, and this was a policy change last year, does add a lot of flexibility. You don't have to insure all acreage of annual forage crops that you grow on your farm.
That was K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift with details on annual forage insurance. Learn more about the options by talking to an insurance agent or by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Leo's Jewelry reminds listeners even though summer has its perks, it can be a dangerous time to drive. From having more teen drivers on the road to more work zones, we need to take precautions. Let's give everyone a safe summer. From Leo's Jewelry and Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family owned since 1953.
The garden hoe is one of the world's most ancient tools, but is it the right tool for your garden? We take a fresh look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 11th, the 163rd day of the year. Football coach Vince Lombardi and explorer Jacques Cousteau were both born on this day, and moviegoers lined up for the premiere of E.T. on this night in 1982. If your back is crying uncle when it comes to gardening weeding, maybe it's time for a new tool. Those who have made the switch from a traditional garden hoe to a Dutch hoe say the difference is night and day. A Dutch hoe is a forward-facing blade. By skimming the soil with a push-pull movement rather than a chopping motion, it cuts weeds by skimming the soil. A gap above the blade allows for dirt to fall through and back to the surface. It's a real back-saver in the garden and might put the ho-ho-ho back in your chores. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more great gardening tips at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 64 degrees this hour. As the week's warm-up continues, highs around 90 on tap for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College baseball is officially over in the state of Kansas after the Kansas State Wildcats, for the first time in years making it to the NCAA Super Regionals, ended up losing the first two games of the Super Regionals against number 12 Virginia, with a 4-7 loss and a 4-10 loss over the weekend. The Wildcats made it into the Super Regionals after winning dominantly in the regular regionals against number 2 Louisiana Tech, number 5 Arkansas, and number 4 Southeast Missouri. As the Men's College World Series preliminary games begin later on this week, the Kansas State Wildcats will not be attending. In other news, the Kansas City Royals are still at home at Kauffman Stadium with game number 2 of the New York Yankees tonight with first pitch at 7 p.m. Kansas City went 2-3 against the Seattle Mariners at home, winning games 1-2, but losing at game number 3 on Sunday. Kansas City still sitting number 2 in the American League Central, just 3 games behind the Cleveland Guardians.
KNDY.